No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this 20th day of November 2020. I'm David Brown. Happy Friday, one and all. Much has been said and written about the dangers of a rocky presidential transition. Even Texas's two Republican senators on Capitol Hill have called for Joe Biden to start getting top-level intelligence briefings typically offered to an incoming president after the election. He has not been getting those. But if you're thinking that means President Trump's getting some pushback from within his own party when it comes to his claims that the presidential contest is still a contest, well, consider this. According to the Dallas Morning News, John Cornyn, who in November handily won re-election to the Senate seat he's occupied since 2002, isn't nearly as convinced as the Associated Press that Joe Biden won his race. In fact, Todd Gilman of the Dallas Morning News reports from Washington that Cornyn insists Joe Biden is not the president-elect. Todd, welcome back to The Standard.
David, it's good to be with you.
What is the rationale behind Senator Cornyn's statement when it comes to saying Joe Biden has not won this election?
Well, I think that Senator Cornyn, there's kind of a spectrum of Republicans. All the way over on one end, you have people like Mitt Romney and Ben Sasse, senators who have said, this is over. Joe Biden has won. President Trump needs to concede. And then you have a few who are saying, it is absolutely Trump won this. It's being stolen. And then in the vast middle, you have people like Senator Cornyn. Senator Cornyn is straddling. He is saying, look, if he's got he's making these allegations of fraud and malfeasance in the election, he's going to have to put up or shut up. I'm only slightly paraphrasing. If he has proof, if he has evidence, it'll go to court and it'll either be proven or disproven. And then we'll all know, and then there won't be any doubt about it. And so Senator Cornyn's position is let the process fully play out in court. And he has said this week that he fully expects, more likely than not, that Joe Biden is going to be the one taking the oath of office on January 20th. So he's kind of in that middle straddle ground of being reasonable about what is really known, which, of course, is almost nothing demonstrate the allegations of fraud and ballot tampering and all the crazy stuff that Rudy Giuliani was talking about yesterday on behalf of the president. But he won't come right out and say, and therefore, because there's no evidence that the election was stolen, I think Joe Biden is president-elect.
Well, you know, there's another option that some Republicans have taken, and that is to just be silent on this whole thing. What about Senator Ted Cruz, another Republican there in the Senate from Texas? What has he had to say about this issue?
So Senator Cornyn has always made himself generally more available to reporters than Ted Cruz, and I would love to have posed the exact same question to Cruz as I did to Cornyn yesterday, which was direct, do you consider Joe Biden to be president-elect? But I'm quite confident that Cruz's answer would be no, because he has been more on that end of the spectrum that I was describing of people who are giving the president political cover. He is not saying that there is evidence of fraud and that the election was stolen, but he's insinuating that.
Todd, forgive me for interrupting, but given our limited time, I want to make sure I get this in because I'm not clear on why Senator Cruz or Senator Cornyn would be especially interested in whether or not they're currying favor with Donald Trump, because by all realistic determinations, it's fairly clear, it's been clear for a while now that Joe Biden won the election. The Associated Press has called it. Any rational analysis of the numbers shows that. Why would they still need to curry favor with President Trump?
Right. I think that it has to do with not knowing until it is absolutely 100% clear that President Trump is on his way out in 2 months. They don't want to cross him because who knows what he might do. And there's a huge overlap between the Trump base and their base of support back in Texas. Now, of course, John Cornyn, you could argue he just won re-election easily and is very insulated from those kind of political considerations. And that's probably one of the reasons why he's a little more comfortable in confronting the allegations and calling them out and saying they're going to have to prove this in court and they haven't done so yet, as opposed to Senator Cruz. But Cruz's calculation is much different because he is almost certainly running for president in 2024 one way or the other. And he needs the Trump base. He needs to look. I wrote a story last weekend about how he is trying to position himself as the Trumpiest of the post-Trump contenders, and that's really where he is. He's trying to present being reasonable. He's not saying crazy stuff and absolutely unsubstantiable stuff like Rudy Giuliani is saying, but he is being very forceful and assertive in saying this race is not over. You know, they each have their own political calculations and futures to keep in mind.
Todd Gilman is the Washington Bureau Chief of the Dallas Morning News. Read all about it. We'll have a link to it at texasstandard.org. Todd, thanks again.
Sure thing.